This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, here we go. It's Thursday. It's either 974 degrees or it's raining out. Today it's raining out, and we're back to 974 degrees tomorrow. What were you looking for there? Oh, your little headphones case. You're very organized. Adam Carr, have you noticed that, Tubbsy? Harrigan is living the life in Hollywood. Have you noticed how organized that Carter is over here? Is it more organized, or is it it kind of bugs you? You have to pick things up a little bit? Yeah, I got a little bit of that, too.
I feel like he just makes himself at home here in the studio.
Why don't you answer this, too, Adam? Who makes themselves most at home and just would, like, leave all their stuff here? I'll go my early pick in my 15 years here.
Williams.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought he was, like, of currently who would get the John Williams Award for.
Okay. Yeah, it is the John Williams Award. He bought a desk in here. He used to leave stuff.
Completely pointless.
He had a map up here when he didn't realize. Again, wonderful human being.
Yeah.
John Williams lived here for a long time, did not realize we had a great lake.
And at one point, I think he also questioned, like, when Viking Cruises decided they were doing a Mississippi River cruise, didn't realize that the Mississippi did, in fact, come through Minnesota. And it starts here. You didn't
starts
know that.
Here. Yes, exactly. Who? I think it's DeRussia, right?
Yeah, it's DeRussia.
It's got to be DeRussia would win the
Williams. Big-time wine glasses and caviar jars.
Plus, he took over a conference room.
Yeah.
For he and Cook to sit together, and let's just be honest, and maybe I'll bring this up with him. We all know Dan fairly well. You know what Dan values most in life?
Solitude.
Solitude is the exact word I was going to use. And now he not only is sitting here with the Russia for 3 hours doing the show, he has to sit in there with him for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a common law work marriage or something?
I mean,
all that time together?
I don't. Would you like it, like, at the Fan in a lot of places, it's the producer in one studio and the host or hosts.
I think most radio stations probably.
Yeah, you have, like, your little Kirk Cousins COVID box.
A news booth.
So what if we would have had that years ago? Like, Tubbsy's filling in. I'm in this studio. You're over there in a news booth.
Well, for a while during COVID, it was great because, like, you were at home. Dan was in here, and then I would go into the...
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the production studio, and they'd have to
because
pop
I, yeah,
there.
I couldn't. I didn't want to be in the newsroom because I'd be, you know, talking the whole time. So I would come into the. I like that
because you value solitude also,
and I just I kind of like it's like part of my amusement with radio is like just
not paying attention when people.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Who are you? Where am I? But it's just kind of like talking to myself.
Yeah.
And if I'm in a room, it's like, oh, this is kind of cool. But I'm not really talking to myself. But I am talking to myself.
I love to talk to myself.
So do I. I was talking about it yesterday about how one of my takes was, you know, embracing weirdness. Being weird isn't so bad all the time. And one of the ways I'm weird, I talk to myself all the time.
I think that's a really – I didn't hear yesterday, but I think that's a really good point.
I think a lot of people do that, though.
I think a lot – most people.
I don't think you're weird if you're talking to yourself. And by the way, and again, I get what Walls started and others started where they're trying to say they're not like us. And now they're backpedaling a little bit because it is – I think it's backfired a little bit on, well, wait a second. If I like Donald Trump, does that make me weird also? Mm-hmm. You know? But being eccentric, being weird, there's nothing wrong with that.
I prefer weird.
I do too.
Yeah. I like things that are weird. I'm drawn to people who are weird.
Weird is unique.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what non-weird is? A lot of times it's dull.
Boring.
Yes.
It's dull. And that's not like, you know, I'm not going to start hugging flags like Donnie does. But, you know, or the dance, and I can't say what Mar calls it. But I get they were trying to find some word. We're going to be done with the weird thing, aren't we, soon? Or is this going to, like when Kamala gives the speech in a couple weeks.
By the time they're in Chicago?
Is it going to be weird? We're going to use weird a lot in Chicago?
I don't know about a lot, but I assume, like, you know, whether or not he's VP nominee, don't you think Tim Walz probably will be addressing the gathering?
Yeah, he I guess
he'll bring it up, you know.
He'll own the way. What do we think of Blois a couple of days ago when he went after Walz?
Well, I read his piece yesterday. I think those are very fair criticisms.
I thought.
Except one line I disagreed Blois with. He said, unlike other leaders, Walz doesn't admit mistakes. Like, how many other leaders admit mistakes?
No.
We value, like, leaders, like, no leaders admits mistakes.
I've given up now asking politicians, will you admit a mistake?
Yeah.
Because they don't, and I get why, too.
Yeah.
Because
it's used against them, then.
Because then it becomes an ad, yep. and it's too bad.
It is bad. Yep.
It is too bad if we – will we get a debate between the vice president and the 45th president? Will we actually see – Donald's backpedaling right now. I would say right now I'm 99.99% convinced that Harris and Trump will have a debate.
I hope so.
I don't think – Don's not going to walk away from that.
No.
Is he?
I don't think so.
You know, I think he's going to want Tubbs.
Especially after – she essentially said, you got something to say? Say it to my face. But he can't not step up to – I mean, I feel like if anybody's going to challenge him, he's going to say, okay, well, I'm going to accept it. I mean, I kind of appreciate that from him. Like, he's it's like, okay, you're going to call me out? I'm going to answer it.
Yeah, I don't know if – listen, it was a good line by her. I think that was going to happen at some point. I don't know if that is the reason why he's going to – it's play part. I think he honestly thinks he's a great debater.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And he destroyed Joe Biden. Or, you know, Joe Biden pretty much destroyed himself.
Yeah.
Right. But how did he also win in 16? He – low energy. You know, Jeb and just making little Marco and all that. He's got his points. He sticks with them. Facts are optional. Knows what he wants to say no matter what. And it's worked out for him. So I would assume he's going to debate her, don't you think?
Yeah.
And he should.
Mm-hmm.
He should. I was going to get into this what's reasonable retreat. I think we've talked. I want to get to it at 105. What do you want to talk about in the next segment?
Me leaving.
Yeah. What? Did you do what's weird about everybody then since I stumbled? Did I miss this? What is weird about people?
No, I was just talking about myself.
Okay.
Like embracing weirdness. And then we took some ways in which people are weird.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Ways you're weird.
And this is just a throwaway line I felt like has just gotten like massive publicity. Like I didn't think when Walz said weird, I just kind of thought it was just like a word that was out there. I had no idea we'd still be talking about this like later in the week.
Yeah, I don't think anybody necessarily knows that what's going to catch on and what is not. But I think it was pretty clear that there were other Democrats who saw that and were trying to come up with, okay, that kind of works.
Yeah, it's not
too offensive.
Terribly insulting.
Yeah. All right, you have to stick around one more segment.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding.
It wouldn't be weird if you did.
Yeah.
Why? What are you going to talk about?
I don't know yet. Because I was going to come out with the what's reasonable.
So you're winging it Thursday with the Chad Arbin show.
Okay, how about this? You come up with a topic we're going to discuss for the next 10 minutes. I called Rena mischievous on the Twitter machine today. What do you buy that? Playful, funny.
I can see it a little bit.
Doesn't sound like you're really embracing
it. Jump out, no.
No? What would you have said?
I don't know. It's a good... I'd have to think about it.
You'd have to think about it a little bit? Okay. Tubbsy, mischievous?
For Rena?
Yeah.
I don't know her well enough, so I'm going to reserve judgment. I don't want to get on her bad side.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get bad side. Okay, so because we're going to get in this reasonable retreat, the Supreme Court decision, which I think it's pretty interesting, and right now I'm on the two. I think we're asking people from this ruling to retreat too quickly when the adrenaline and the surroundings. It really sounds good if I'm at my house on my couch watching a football game and they should have thrown the ball on third down. When somebody's coming at me with some sort of weapon, how far I need to retreat and understand everything around me, I'm a little baffled about that. So we'll get to that at 105. Rena, the U.S. Amateur Golf is coming to Hazeltine. Are you in the event? Did you qualify?
I did not.
Did not. We're going to get into Donald Trump. The basic question that I was telling you about, when he's when he's going again to, well, she was obviously Indian, and then all of a sudden she's black. How does this help him win? How does this help him win? How does this help him get the 5-10% of independents who maybe were leaning him too because they thought Joe wasn't good enough? But when he's going to this, and by the way, an area where he was having success over Joe Biden, a couple areas, black voters and female voters. Biden was still winning, but just not by the margin he was. And the idea that when he gets into this race, racial morass, and it's gross and it's disgusting, it doesn't help him. Maybe his hardcore base loves it. Yeah. She all of a sudden magically turned black.
Oh, we got those texts today.
Oh, my God. You're a fool if you think that. Okay, let me just tell you. If you magically think the vice president just decided, hey, it's a Thursday, I'll decide I'm black. And by the way, you're allowed to be black and Indian.
Yes.
Like, is this new news to anybody? And then what would Jason do at 2:35? What topic should we discuss briefly or extensively next segment? And then we'll get to Rena. What do you got? You may get $10,000 if you call in with the right suggestion. The key word there, may. What topic should we briefly discuss? 651-461-9226 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is our bumper theme today, Chris Dubs?
Well, since the word weird has kind of come back in vogue, we're going to bump in with some Weird Al every now and then.
Wow. A lot of weird. I mean, like, how much Weird Al?
Just some. Some of the greatest hits.
Hey. You know, here's what you need to say right now. Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane. You get it's your lane. I can't. You know what Harrigan would say, Carter. Stay in your lane. I picked it out. Just say that.
It was my call. DJ Tubbsy going to be spinning the ones and twos with the Weird Al today.
Would you see a Weird Al? Hour and a half of Weird Al.
Yes.
You would?
Free, close to my home at a convenient time.
In your backyard.
He was in my backyard.
You go on your patio.
I'll say this. My ex-wife, when we were still married, we were in New York City many years ago, and Weird Al was at the Beacon Theater, and we stayed up near there on the Upper West Side, and we went to a bar, and all these Weird Al heads were in there, and like...
What are they called? Are they called that? They probably
I don't know what they're called, but they were told, like, these people have seen
into it,
numerous
right?
shows, and they were just saying, the guitarist was just in here, man. And, like, it was like, wow, that's
They're
hardcore.
Faithful. They're faithful. I've been to two Weird Al shows in my life, and they are a dedicated.
Yeah.
I've got a friend of mine who's been hardcore Weird Al for 30 years.
Really?
Since high school. I met him in high school.
He's very talented.
Very talented. Yeah. You've got to have a specific niche, but he plays to that niche, and he's actually very good in concert.
Chad, you never miss an opportunity to bash the Democrats, do you? Have I bashed the Democrats so far? I guess I said Biden was terrible in the debate. Can anybody disagree with that?
What were you watching?
Yeah, I guess I give my opinion. Here's another one. Because the Democratic Party decided to play the switcheroo by replacing Biden with Harris at the first debate, any same person would not agree to debate Harris until the Democrats get their house in order. What defines getting their house in order? Right. By the time they would debate, they would have Kamala Harris as their presidential nominee. They would have fill in the blank as the vice president. And they debate in September. There's no doubt that when they put out Joe Biden early, it worked to the benefit of the Democrats and not to the Republicans. Right? The Republicans and Donald Trump, better chance to beat Joe Biden than Harris. And again, I'm on the record. I don't think she's a great candidate. I don't think you think she's a great candidate.
No.
The other year. She's better than him. If I was advising Republicans, I would just play up how left she is.
Yeah.
I would, you know. And by the way, Donald's not a centrist. He's not. But Harris is left to Joe. And instead of getting all the racial stuff, just.
That's what I'm saying. Go just, policy. And like everybody who's. You were talking with Paul Gazelka about it the other day.
Yeah. Chad, you're so out of touch with blue collar people and black culture that Trump is just over your head. I think a lot of black people consider Kamala's one of them. I don't think a lot of black people consider Kamala as one of them. And Trump is going to play up to that all day, every day until the election. So Donald Trump is going to say to the portion of black individuals who I guess would, according to this texture, believe you have to be what? 100% black? And that because her father is Jamaican and her mother is of Indian descent, that they're bothered by her? I mean, you nailed it, too. I mean, Barack Obama has said this. Others who are black have said this, that they either personally identify or others personally identify them as black, even if they're like Tiger or like Barack Obama and they have mixed parents. You don't have to agree, but the idea that all of a sudden, magically,
yeah,
she decided to become black is just absurd. I just don't understand. We also had a caller saying cell phones and cars. Since the law came into place, what was it, like 2 years ago? Do we think it's any different?
Is it only 2 years? Hasn't it been longer than that?
Has it been longer where the hands free? Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was longer than that.
Look it up, Tubbsy. Do you notice anything different?
Here's what I don't notice as many people who actually have the phone in their hand. Although I still see that. What I see a lot now is, in fact, I just was behind a guy today where it's the phone on the bracket, you know, and he's touching it. And
yeah.
And by the way, we all have, most of us now have cars with big screens in them too now.
Yeah.
And we're doing that. So.
Right. It's the law, I think, is one button, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
And a lot, not all new, not, you know, not everybody has the new car.
Right.
Right? Isn't like the average age of a car like 11 years?
Is it really?
I think it's something. It's older than a lot of people might guess. And so not every car can say, hey, Dodge of Burnsville.
Yeah.
Call whatever filthy name you have me down. Yeah. Do you know the name of Adam Carter in my phone, Chris Dubs?
I don't.
Stumpy Scumbag.
Stumpy Scumbag. It's got a nice little understated.
I don't remember the Stumpy one, but
that
I
was, Laura. Remember we were talking, what did she call you?
She was husky.
Husky, hefty, yeah. And so then we were kind of going through different ones. And
oh, yeah.
You settled on Stumpy?
I went with Stumpy. I think a text.
That's the reason you think.
Yeah.
That I can tell you.
I think maybe a text.
No problem there, no problem.
I think maybe one of our creative textures then went kind
and
of Stumpy.
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 Stumpy. Stumpy. Look at these hands.
Stumpy.
Not a problem, that I can tell you.
You're a disgrace.
And then, you are a disgrace. He works in that one a lot, too. And then, somewhere on the show a few months ago, texter called you Mr. Scumbag.
Mr. Scumbag announcer. You scumbag announcer.
Mr. Scumbag
Ooh,
announcer.
Okay.
Did you find when we went to more hands-free?
Yes. Initially, 2019, it was revised June 1st, 2023.
Okay.
So, yes.
The topic should be silence for 10 minutes. See how many people call in and wonder what's going on. We should do that.
Oh, that's so good.
That's very, very
just good. Let the bumper music play out.
Yeah. But play out, but then we go to silence for about 5 minutes.
Can I tell a quick true story along
those lines? Of course
you
can, yeah.
The gutless mayor, we worked together in Tama, Iowa on a radio station.
Yeah.
He has a character, Carl Franklin, who's kind of the curmudgeon-y old guy. He's been on. Carl's made his appearance on just about every radio station in this town.
Yeah. He responds to me on Twitter.
Yeah, it's Carl
frequently.
Frank.
Yeah,
but Carl had down at KZAT FM in Tama, Iowa, had his own Sunday show, polka, playing polka music.
Are you serious?
Yes, the Carl Franklin. So when
that's beautiful.
When Jimmy decided that he was going to leave the station,
it's a man is a mayor of a major city in this town.
He did his final show as Carl Franklin, and during the show, Carl called 911, complaining of chest pains, and while on the call, you hear this thud. And you hear the 911 operator, sir, hello, hello. And he was playing a polka music, and it just ran out.
Record scratch
for about 5 minutes. Just
oh, my God.
Didn't go over well in Tame Eye.
I love it. I love it. Can we, even though you just said that, can we just repeat it? I mean, we should just repeat it. Somebody wants, we're going to talk to the Supreme Court self-defense ruling. We'll do that at 105. The prisoner swap. The prisoner swap. You're in such a horrible position, right? Because if you say no to that thug, that disgusting, grotesque individual known as Vladimir Putin, then American citizens rot.
Yeah.
And then if you say yes, and you come up with this elaborate, like, NBA, NHL-like trade with multiple countries, you are incentivizing him to do this again.
Yes. It's a lose-lose.
It is... But I'd rather see this.
Yeah.
If we're going to play our game where you can't say they're both awful, leaving Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich and the other folks there when you 100% believe these are trumped up charges, you're not dealing with a reasonable person.
No.
So
then you just hope that the person or people you release don't somehow do something horrible in the future.
Because it seems like from the reporting, and I've missed out maybe since we started, that the individuals released are not as evil as who was released for Brittany Griner.
Yeah, the butcher.
Yeah, the butcher.
Yeah.
Never good when you're releasing
the
somebody
butcher.
Named
yeah,
the butcher.
Butcher. Yeah.
No, I think we want to keep him.
Unless he's an actual butcher, then it's okay.
Yeah, that's looks like the Levitar
the
show. Looks like Tom Thibodeau. Yeah. Looks like a butcher.
Totally.
Looks, might have been the greatest of all the Levitars, looks like Tom Thibodeau. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Rena, next. She is here. Now, hello, by the way. How are you?
Hello. So fabulous.
I went with mischievous. You know, it's a. I kind of thought of you as mischievous, playful, having fun with it. But then I'm looking up some of these definitions of mischievous. I think I owe you an apology.
Well, you owe me an apology for lots of reasons.
I do.
So we'll start with this one.
That is fair. That is fair. A fondness for causing trouble in a playful way. Now, I like that. You're fully capable of that. Then this one, tending to cause annoyance, trouble, or minor injury. Well, you injure yourself.
I was going to say injury to myself, so that still checks out.
Yeah, so maybe this. Here's another one. Maliciously or playfully annoying. No, you're not that in any way. Roguishly or slyly teasing. Okay, I could see that a little bit. If you had to use one word to define yourself. This sounds like it's a beauty pageant. Hey, everybody, it's John Johnson here. It's time for Miss Minnesota, our next contestant from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Rena. Describe yourself with one word. That's a very pukey thing to do. Do you have one? If somebody described you, people know you well, with one word, as I'm about to have a cough drop, what would that word be?
Meh.
Stop it. You are many things, human being, but you are not meh. That is a tough one for people when you're saying one word. So Can I admit something that I don't watch a ton of local news? I mean, do you want to just hit me when I say that? You know,
no, you and everyone else. Like, I think people have come to think of it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't watch local news. I'm like, oh, that's great. You're uninformed. Fantastic for you.
Yeah. Now, here's part of the reason why I don't, okay? Because I'm consuming it all day. So I want a little break.
That's true.
But I will say this. If I'm going to watch one person on local news, I'm talking to her right now. And I mean that. You're very, very good at what you do. So I'm watching last night.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
and you're great as always. And Julie's great. And then you go to Bell. You go to Bell, and there's a lot of weather going on, and Bell is a superstar, right? We all agree Bell is a superstar in this town.
100.
So she's on for a while, okay, because we have storms just going through, coming. So it's full-fledged Bell. Then Bell throws it to break. Then you come back, and it's Reggie. And Reggie gives Olympics and everything that's going on. And then I think Reggie goes to break. And then it comes back, and it's you and Julie, and it's brief. Hey, we'll monitor the weather. A little comment from Bell. I feel like you could have went and had a ham sandwich at that point. I mean, Bell was on so long. Reggie was on so long. You could have went to Lat 14 across the street.
Sometimes I just need a break. You know, it's in my contract that they kind of have to put it in there, that I only have to talk for so long, and then I get to take a tiny little break. I don't think I said one word after actually we went to her.
Yeah, I actually think.
You know, it's okay. I can take by the word.
Yeah. Maybe you should put that in your next contract. Here's the maximum number of words I'm going to say. Whatever newscast I'm on, because there's newscasts constantly on. And once you reach your maximum, like there's a little buzzer, right? There's a little buzzer where it zaps you and you just stop. I mean, it could be in the middle of a story. Or it could be the, you know, who's ever directing the show knows that. Yeah, right there. All of a sudden, Rena, she's done. She is done, you know.
I think we should just do that anyway. Just occasionally zap anchors in the middle of the show. Like, you never know when it's coming. And then, like, people at home are like, oh, is it this story? Oh, it didn't happen there. Is it this story? And then you zap the anchor and then, you know, the other person has to take over.
Or... How about in own personal lives, whether significant others or friends, where they're talking and maybe they're monopolizing the conversation, okay? And so maybe you bring a buzzer with you. And then, Chris, hit it again. You go right in the middle. You hit that, and they just have to stop talking. You know, that's just, you know, instead of getting the fight over, you know, that's the rules. Yeah. You try that. Are you willing to do that with friends of yours? You're out with friends. You're gallivanting, whatever you're doing. And all of a sudden, one of your friends is talking too much, and you just hit the buzzer.
No.
No?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Tubbs?
I play a tough kid, but I'm not really. I couldn't do that.
You could. Tubbs, you're out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking too much. Would you like to have the buzzer? I guess the buzzer is one of two things.
Yeah.
The buzzer is, one, they have to stop talking, or two, the topic has to change.
I think my friends would use the buzzer on me.
Yeah, I think I would have it used on me frequently. So I would fear the buzzer.
The T-shirt, fear,
yes,
the buzzer.
Fear the buzzer.
Fear the buzzer. Are you capable, texters, 651-461-9226, if you're in a conversation, friend of yours, significant other, to hit the buzzer to switch the topic? Let me know. We're chatting with our friend Rena. Apparently, I have to switch the topic, including to the Olympics. We'll discuss that with Rena from Care 11 in moments on CCO.
Everybody shut up.
All right, Rena, the producer, no matter what I say, gets to pick the music out. So Tubbsy is Harrigan all week. So since Tim Walz has created the word weird and it's going everywhere, Tubbsy is now playing Weird Al Yankovic all show as bumper music. I may need to leave.
No, how dare you?
On a gurney?
He is an American icon. He is a songwriting Hall of Fame, or he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Facts optional here from our news anchor.
He is the only celebrity I have ever met where I felt like that Chris Farley SNL skit where he's like, stupid, stupid, stupid. That was me when I met Weird Al.
How about the first time you met me? What did you think then?
Again, meh.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, wait, tell me the scenario where you voted, where you met Weird Al.
He was at Care 11, like 163 years ago when I first started here. And he was on one of the morning shows that used to have guests like that. And he was in the green room, and I heard he was in the green room, so I walked in. And I'm like, you're Weird Al. And he's like, yes, I am.
That is very Chris Farley-like. Okay.
Right? And I'm like, you're so cool. He's like, thank you. And I'm like, I have all your albums, and you're Weird Al. And he was like, yes, we've covered this. And I was like, okay, bye. And then I, like, backed out of the room, like, creepily, you know. I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't tell him my name. He probably still talks about the time he came to Minnesota and some creepy girl, you know, attacked him in a green room. It was embarrassing. Embarrassing.
What a rube. I mean, honestly,
right? Dork, such a dork.
Yes.
What I would give to do it all over again, Chad. What I would give
nothing, because you would say the same thing. Hey, I get to do it again. You're Weird Al.
You're Weird Al. Yeah. That's what I said to him. You're Weird Al.
Oh my god. Wow. Okay, Olympics. If you don't want to know what's going on with the women's individual, it's live on Channel 11 right now. All the news outlets are covering it. But if you want to be in an embargoed situation, back away for about 10 seconds. Simone Biles right now is the leader as they're headed to the floor. And Suni is in fourth place. So Simone Biles is leading right now. Suni Lee is in fourth place. Okay? We're going to discuss it because it's news. Because at the top of the hour, CBS News is going to discuss it. Care 11 on its website will probably have the results. The Star Tribune will have the results. So I know some people get very worked up about it, but we're in more of a current world. Okay, for you, consumption-wise, where are you at, 0 to 10, on loving the Olympics, liking the Olympics, or not really? So 0 is a not really. 10, you're consuming it incessantly.
I would say when I was younger, it was a 10. Just winter, summer, I didn't care. I just watched every event that was on, and we also didn't live in a time where you weren't watching things delayed so much as we have now. And I would say now, just because life is so much busier, I'm probably a 7. I mean, we watch it at night, but I probably already know who won, and but still find it enjoyable.
I enjoy it. I feel like I've had stuff going on, so I've not been caught up as much as I have other years. You know, right. I mean, it's worked out great these last couple days when I've been here with the gymnastics going on live, because you're a rarity if you don't love gymnastics, especially when you have the GOAT out there with Simone Biles. I'm also a big fan of swimming. I guess with swimming, and I've made this point before, I feel like there are so many events, Rena, that it feels like the swimming just goes on and on and on and on, where I don't want to be done in one day, don't get me wrong, but we're coming up with such slight variations. Okay, do you seek out the quirky ones also? Are you, or, you know,
no.
Where?
Nope. Nope. I feel like Olympic sports should just be like sports that exist out in the universe. Like, where else is the canoe slalom a thing other than the Olympics? Like, stop. Just stop. If this isn't a real sport,
Minnehaha Falls. We could get that at some point. Minnehaha Falls, the canoe slalom.
Did you letter in high school in canoe slalom? Then stop.
I did, and I'm a hurt. That's what brought that. Has the what about how they're having the triathlon in the Seine River, and they're worried about it's foul in there? That is disgusting.
No, thank you. If I was those athletes, I would protest. Like, how dare you put us in this situation?
Yeah, I wouldn't be thrilled about it. They were in there the other day. There were some pretty good memes where people were coming out with ghoulish looking individuals in the memes saying, "Yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Yeah, good luck." All right, Mischievous, thank you for coming on. Next Wednesday, normal time, we're going to talk.
Before you go,
yeah?
Watch tonight at 10, an update on our friend Boyd Hooper.
Oh, okay, let's just do this. Let's bump a minute, Tubbsy. We're going to bump a minute.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay, so, okay, what else, because yeah, I want to hear this. What else are we going to find out without giving it all away? What else are we going to find out about Boyd?
Well, Boyd's had a major setback, and he is starting a new treatment. So while it is a setback, this treatment is so new and so cutting edge that there is so much hope with it. And not just for Boyd, it is cutting edge for many other people and many other cancers. So we're going to learn about what he's going through right now, how he and his wife and family are processing it all, and this new treatment that could potentially be life-saving for so many other people.
You know him better than I, but I know him a little bit. He is such a sweet, kind person. He has shown the light of stories better than anyone in this town ever. So only the best to Boyd, and I will 100% be watching that tonight. Thank you for sharing
that. Thank you.
Rena, with us. Your Linus Construction Time Check is 12:58. Time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marv Windows and receive free installation labor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.